Alejandro Rivera is a patient man, not exactly a quality you'd expect in a big rig trucker. That's because he probably does more waiting than actual driving. Rivera chauffeurs goods between the U.S.-Mexico border for an American logistics company based in El Paso, Texas. On a good day, he'll accomplish two round trips, rarely adding more than 70 miles to his odometer.
Since the 9/11, everything changed. Before, we used to cross in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Now it takes us about 3 hours, 2 hours because of the long lines.
That's long lines at the border crossing, a complaint you'll hear from San Diego to Brownsville. Some 5 million trucks per year are subject to costly delays as a result of rigorous security measures put in place in the last decade. These delays affect the timeliness of a trucker's delivery, and for their customers, time is money.
And those big lines have economic costs, billions of dollars a year in lost growth for the United States and Mexico.
Chris Wilson studies the economics of trade for the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. He says trade between the U.S. and Mexico quintupled in the last 20 years. Some 6 million U.S. jobs depend on trade with Mexico. We're talking companies like Dell and Ford, as well as smaller businesses that make medical devices or auto parts. Just how long are wait times at the border? Let's go back to our trucker, Alejandro Rivera. I decided to ride with him on one of his daily deliveries to see for myself.
Israel saliéndole con la idata 008.
At the start of our journey, Rivera alerts his dispatcher. We begin at a factory in the Mexican border city of Juárez.
So we're just leaving now. What time is it?
It's 1:30 p.m.
Rivera is carrying a load of nude plastic mannequins. That's right, mannequins, like the ones you see in the store at the mall. They're made by factory workers in Juárez who earn $10 a day. Rivera will transport them to a warehouse in El Paso, about 20 miles away. From there, the mannequins will ship across the U.S. to stores like Nike and JCPenney.
This is the moment that you have to go down.
At the international bridge, I have to leave Alejandro and cross by foot. Security protocol won't allow anyone other than the driver inside the truck.
So Alejandro and his truck are just making it to the entrance of the Mexican customs side. It's just after 2 o'clock. We'll see how long it takes for him to come out the other side.
This is where the waiting begins. Halfway up the bridge, I call a supervisor to get an update on our driver.
Bueno. Hola, Marisela. Soy Monica.
Turns out, U.S. Customs ordered his truck to be X-rayed. After that, an officer will unload half his cargo and inspect the trailer for anything illegal. The company Rivera works for has a special certification called CTPAT that usually allows trucks expedited passage. Only about 1% of their cargo goes through lengthy searches like this one. Before, when Rivera worked for a non-certified company, he says he faced prolonged inspections every day.
It is 3:30, exactly an hour and a half after we first started.
All commercial traffic at this crossing must clear 4 separate agencies: Mexican Customs, American Customs, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Texas Department of Public Safety. In total, our driver clocks in at 2.5 hours.
Sometimes the customers don't understand all the process that we have to make. They want their load.
While most agree that inspections are necessary, trade advocates argue that an overemphasis on security is hurting economic development. We'll hear more on that in my next story. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.